Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. Doing quite well overall. That's the assessment of the small ruminant industries in Kentucky, essentially sheep and goats. Tracking that progress is Kelly Yates, Executive Director of the Kentucky Sheep and Goat Development Office, here with a few numbers from 2013.
The sheep and goat industry are doing really well. Sheep actually increased in population by 18% in 1 year, so we know that that's growing. We feel like the biggest majority of that growth is in the hair sheep industry. And so we are trying to work on developing educational programs for all these new producers that are out there in the state. Goat numbers are good. Our association numbers are actually up. Magazine subscriptions are up.
She says the office is also developing additional education programs for newer producers in particular, dealing with some of the production challenges with parasites and foot ailments. But above these challenges, she says, the return in this industry is strong.
Yes, the goat prices have stayed very steady high for the past 2 or 3 years, and the sheep market has actually picked up some this year. So sheep producers are feeling a lot better. And they got really scared this past couple of years as the market dropped and it would go up and then it would drop. But I think we're kind of starting to see an incline. It has stayed on an incline this year, so that's a good thing.
She says another positive is progress in goats in the state program of graded sales. Producer animals are commingled by grade in larger lots, providing consistency for buyers, stronger prices for farmers. We'll be right back.
Need a better job? Need technical training? Want to go to college but didn't finish high school? You can take free classes to get your GED diploma. Contact your local adult education center or go to knowhowtogokentucky.org. That's knowhowtogokentucky.org. Don't delay. Start today. This message brought to you by Kentucky Adult Education Council on Post-Secondary Education. knowhowtogokentucky.org.
We're back with Kelly Yates with the Kentucky Sheep and Goat Development Office, who says consumer interest is growing and recipes and product sources are available on their website, kysheepandgoat.org.
Lamb you can find in several different grocery stores and different outlets, and the goat meat's a little bit different, but we do have producers and we do have outlets for goat. And if you go to our website and you go into the Try Something Different Tonight, there's a list of where you can find lamb and goat products throughout the state. And that's not all of them, but that's a big chunk of them, and you can check that there. But we have goat producers that have already made products that are frozen. You just take it home and thaw it out, stick it in your oven, and go with it. Very easy things to make. And so, of course, the lamb is the same way. We have producers that can ship to you. You can order off their website. Like I said, you can find them in the grocery store. Lots of people don't realize that it is that available, but it is.
KYSheepandGoat.org. And that's today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.